Should we try like a cold open thing? Where like we talk for a second and then the theme song comes in?
Every time you tell you start this, you already started recording.
Not this time, I haven't.
Bullshit.
You can look. No,
I can't look. I'd have to walk around and move. And I'm going to hit this thing and it's going to make noise.
But should we try that at some point?
You're doing it now.
I swear to God, I'm not. Hello, welcome to another episode of Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave. I'm Dave.
I'm Eric. I just noticed that there's only one letter difference between 11 and Elven.
Yeah. That's where 11 came from, is from Elfspeak.
No shit.
Humans only used to count to 10.
No, well, that makes sense.
Until we met.
Oh, I didn't say I'm Eric.
I think you did, because I was going to complain about how angry you made me. First off, I was angry at you from last week.
What did I do last week?
And then I was very angry because I always have drinks with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, I think, a bottle of water, and then I pulled two ginger ales because I knew I would drink two.
Yeah.
But then I drank the first one and forgot where I put the second one.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of had to get through it. And at the end, I said, oh, I did get two ginger ales. There it is. And you said, yeah, I thought you were going to offer me one.
Yeah, I did.
And that made me angry because I offer you a drink every time you're here. I've even made you hot tea.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I get you cold beverages. Even when you bring a drink, I ask if you need another drink or if that's enough. So the one time I didn't offer you a drink, because I believe you brought a drink last week.
I don't think I did, but whatever.
And you want to call me out on it. So I was angry about
that. A man walks in with two ginger ales. You assume that one is for you.
You've seen how much I drink.
You are a glutton. No one is arguing with that.
I go through a lot of liquids.
And today, I pretty much had to beg him to get a lukewarm bottle of water.
So...
And his lovely girlfriend told me they have fun ice cubes that look like fish and little bunny rabbits.
And stars.
And stars. And like it's like fucking Lucky Charms ice cubes.
But and I'm not going to give a
God
glass...
God forbid he poured in a motherfucking glass for me.
Because last time you had something in a glass, you spilled red cream soda on the carpet.
I have a fucking table now that was down by my feet.
And you have a mic stand now.
My
but anyway, deal. We recorded like 9 days ago, so this has been festering inside me. And then we start to record tonight, and every time I try to do the intro, you start talking before I could. So I had to redo the intro like 5 times, so I'm just...
Because you always sneak up on me and do a cold open or some
so
bullshit.
So I'm just so angry. I've been so angry at you, and you just made it worse. So what I think we need to do tonight is why I let it build up inside me, why I wanted to be so angry, is because I think last week was a weaker episode.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was like we had a fight. So if I'm angry at you, and then you get back on my good side, we can have a makeup podcast.
Okay.
So I'm over it.
All right. I'm cool too, man.
So this
I want to say, I don't know if I said this last week on the air, because we realize pretty early on in the show whether it's going to be good or not. I'm still either way on this week's. But I think within the first 15 minutes, we know if it's going to be good or if it's going to be terrible, and then we just kind of have to sit here and deal with it.
And
if
we,
it's not
going to
be good.
And we don't, if we think it's going to be bad...
We don't try to fix it.
There's two things you can do. You can try to fix it, or you can talk about how bad you think it's going to be. We tend to do the latter.
We tend to do that, and it's not helping, and yet I don't see it changing anytime soon.
At no point do we think, oh, this show's going weak. We need to do something to fix it.
But I'm saying, as bad as last week's was, it was way better than it would have been even a few weeks earlier, if it had been that bad. Which means our overall quality, our average show, is getting better. That a show that bad wasn't worse.
I like
if that show last week had happened in within the first four, we would have been like, hey, that was pretty good.
Oh, right? Yeah, it probably would have. That's sad.
We would have.
That's sad. So, I like that Dinner for Two segment. I would like to do it again sometime.
I didn't care for it, but whatever. You know?
I'll just do it. It'll be Dinner for One, and then you have to sit there and watch. Like when I bitch about Heroes.
Okay.
I haven't bitched about Heroes in a while.
Well, let's not do that anymore.
You shaved your beard.
I did, yeah.
So tell the audio listeners, walk them through it.
Through the process of shaving my beard?
How you had a beard and then now you don't.
Everyone who listens to this has seen me in public.
I don't think so. No. I hadn't. See, people probably think that me and Eric are like really good friends. We have cookouts on the weekends and
I don't particularly like you.
We only see each other when we record.
Yeah.
We don't even talk in between in between shows about what we're going to... There's usually an email, like, on Friday.
And that's like, just the scheduling thing.
That's just like, hey, what day are you free? And then sometimes...
And I'll say none.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's like, oh, you want to do these segments? Or it's usually, hey, why don't you do this? I'll do this. But then half the time, none of that even happens.
None of that happens.
So there's really no preparation.
But I had a beard, a large one. I'd been growing since about September. And the reason, because I need a reason to shave, is because I was playing a girl in a sketch. I didn't really have to shave for that. I mean, I was looking for an excuse because my face was hot because it's June.
Yes, it is.
So now I'll be nice and clean shaven throughout the rest of the summer. I'll be all big and lumberjacky over the winter again. And then around next May, when it starts to get warm, I'll shave again.
That's how did that sketch show go?
Good. I think it went about as well as could be expected.
Gonna do some more?
Yeah, I have another one tentatively scheduled in July, on July 11th. Another Wednesday, I believe. But it went well, yeah. Everyone enjoyed themselves. The bar got a decent crowd, so...
You do any other stand-up?
No.
That was your week, just that?
That was my week, was that, pretty much.
Huh. You had a list of stuff you want to talk about.
I do.
Silence.
Okay.
One of them.
Will, did you watch that dude tightrope walk across the fucking?
No,
thing?
He had a fucking net. No,
he didn't
rope.
Have a net. He had a harness, and it was like a safety tether.
That stuff, I don't care about that stuff.
You should, because it was awesome. But I looked into it. I thought, because he walked across the Niagara Falls. He walked from U.S. into Canada. Right, and I figured the reason they made him wear the harness is
did they stop him at customs?
He had to take his passport with him.
Oh, okay.
But I figured the reason they made him wear the harness is because the U.S. or the Canadian government didn't want him dying in the falls. But it wasn't either of them. It was ABC. He didn't want him dying on TV. But that's the whole reason people watch this shit.
Like when Shawn Michaels.
It's because, dude, that was Owen Hart. And that wasn't actually, he wasn't on camera when that happened. It was showing a backstage interview.
Oh.
But the point I'm making is, I think more people would have watched. If there was a chance he would have plummeted to his
absolutely
death.
Absolutely, they would
Once
have.
I heard he was wearing a harness, I didn't even want to watch. But then I sat there for another hour. And there was like 2.5 hours of hype before he walked across the fucking
That's
thing.
How all that shit is now. Have you seen the documentary Man on Wire?
See, now that motherfucker didn't have a goddamn harness.
That I would watch if that were live.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was. That dude was a badass.
This has been Eric and Dave talking about Tightrope.
And another thing, he was talking about Jesus the whole time. First off, they were interviewing him while he was walking across.
I don't like that. See, like, I didn't watch any. I barely know. I only know about it via people complaining on Twitter that he had, like, a safety harness.
Yeah. It was bullshit. Well, he wasn't happy about it either, and he made that clear. But he's walking. They keep interviewing him, like the dumb Akers. And the girl kept saying, her name was Hannah Storm, which sounds like a fake fucking name. Is she legit?
She comes from ESPN, yeah.
Okay. Her name is Hannah Storm?
Yeah. She's married to one of the higher-ups at ABC, actually.
Well, that explains that.
Yeah.
It's like that dumb bitch from Big Brother is like Les Moonves' wife.
It's Julie
that
Chen.
That Chinese bitch, yeah.
Is that her name, Julie Chen?
Yeah.
Or am I just super racist?
No, that's it. If I had to guess some dumb Chinese bitch's name, though, that's what I would have went with. That's why she's the Big Brother bitch. I think she's on that other show. She's married. So this is the same fucking story. She's married.
She had a legit career before she got married.
Her name isn't Hannah Storm.
Probably not.
There's no fucking
way. She
probably
started as a weather girl.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
All right, props to him. But they kept talking to him while he's walking. It's dark out. The wire is fucking wet because it's the mist. He's trying to concentrate. He's obviously terrified because he's talking to Jesus the whole time. He's like, "Praise Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus." The whole fucking time won't shut up about Jesus, which bothered me too because Jesus has literally nothing to do with this entire thing. But she kept saying her name. She was like, "Hey, this is Hannah Storm." Like he forget the fucking anchor bitch's name while he's trying not to die. Except he wasn't going to die because he had the fucking thing.
They should have played Livewire the whole time.
What is Livewire?
That Motley Crue song.
Oh, that's... Well, it took him like 23 minutes.
Loop.
Mm.
Loop it. That's a good song.
It did take him a while to walk across.
That's a really good song. That's quite a... I mean, you walked from New York to Canada. That's...
I think it was like 400 yards.
Yeah.
And he's going slow because he doesn't want to... Again, he wasn't going to die. But that's the thing. It's like... You know he's not going to die. So.
What else you got?
Oh man, you like Arnold Palmer's?
No.
You don't?
No.
What's your fucking problem?
I'm not big on just, I guess I like tea okay, but I don't need lemonade in it.
You do. You do. Have you tried one?
I've had Arnold Palmer in the past.
They're delightful. Arnold Palmer, God bless him. Well, fuck them. If it doesn't have Arnold Palmer's name on it, I don't trust it. Arnold Palmer apparently was the first man to... someone asked if he wanted iced tea or lemonade. He said, fuck that, I'll have both. So now he gets his name on the can, and he makes a fuckload of money. Arizona easily could have slapped some iced tea and some lemonade together, told Arnold Palmer to fuck off. But they let him have the can. And now he's... I'm sure he's made more money through this than he has through all of his golf and bullshit.
Oh, yeah, because they weren't making much money when he was winning.
No. So, I go to the store the other day. I'm on an Arnold Palmer. The 99-cent ones. Because sometimes the big cans are like a $1.59. That's horseshit. You can't just raise the can price by 60 cents. No. A big, tall boy of Arnold Palmer is 99 cents.
Always.
And if they try to charge you more, you tell them to fuck off. So I go to get one. They have, it's an Arizona product. So clearly Arnold Palmer signed off on this, which I think was a mistake. Jack Nicklaus, Golden Bear, lemonade with honey and ginseng.
I'm interested in that.
So much better than the Arnold Palmer.
I like honey and ginseng.
Lemonade with honey in it.
I'd be more interested in that than an Arnold Palmer.
It's so much better. It's amazing.
Plus the shark.
So, yeah. Well, that's Greg Norman.
Yeah, his drink's delicious, too.
Okay. What's his drink?
It's half Arnold Palmer, mm-hmm. half vodka.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
But now...
Oh, wait, no. No, okay. I thought the John Daly is half vodka, half whiskey.
Okay. Are these sports jokes?
I don't think so. I don't think they're jokes. I think they're just words that are...
What I'm saying, I don't know, I guess, I think Arnold needs to watch out, because now Jack Nicklaus has got a better product for the same market. And clearly Arnold let him in, I guess they're buddies probably, he said, hey, you want a piece of the action? I think this is going to backfire on him.
I don't know, because I don't think, cross off your teeth.
I'm crossing them off.
I don't think honey and
ginseng... Because it's making delightful conversation, just like I thought it would.
I don't think honey and ginseng... have the same mass, broad, mainstream appeal that lemonade and tea do.
I don't give a fuck about the ginseng. That's an afterthought. The honey tastes really good with the lemonade.
I think honey tastes good with anything.
It does. That's true.
Chicken nuggets?
Yes.
Bread?
I like to get the 20-piece chicken nugget, and they ask me what sauce I want. I say all of them. And honey. They give me syrup. They give me fucking everything.
Syrup? Ew.
They give me everything. I got like 10 sauces in front of me. That's it's amazing.
Two per sauce.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Good news from Norway. I almost called you Jim for some reason. That's not your name. Good news.
I am angry again. Good news. I am very, very angry. I'm so pissed off.
I don't know why I don't know your name yet.
Good news. Not in the title twice. It's not in the name of the show twice.
And you're wearing a name tag, which I thought
I am.
You're trying to help. He's not really. It's a radio joke. Good news from Norway, Dave.
Bitches?
Well, bitches are from Norway also, but they're banning infant circumcision.
What else you got?
Oh, I think it's time. You know why? Because it's a crude and unnecessary procedure.
I think we're in, it's time for a segment.
I wish that the great nation of the United States of America would follow Norway's shining example and also put an end to infant circumcision.
It's time to go one of the segments, since we actually have segments planned this week. You want to play Magic the Fuckening?
I do! I made some Magic the Fuckening cards.
For those that don't know, Magic the Fuckening is just like Magic the Gathering.
It's not.
Except it's about who we want to fuck and not who we... We really do need sponsors. If you work for index cards, which you don't, sponsor us. Because everything we do is on index cards.
They get expensive.
And
keep talking, I'm splitting the
like deck. Like, every segment we do is basically just write stuff on index cards, then draw them, and then we just talk about whatever we write on them. I thought Shane was going to give us Magic the Fuckening cards.
He said, you know, he said something about it, and I haven't seen him, though. And I don't know when I will, because I don't.
Remember to listeners, Magic the Fuckening, just send us a list of, like, 27 things. This goes for Magic the Gathering.
Magic either things that fight or things that fuck.
Yeah.
And we'll write them on the index cards for you.
Yeah, 27 things that fight. Or 27 things this is, that I have we would
than,
like to
this
fuck.
This is a lot less than 27 I have.
That's fine. Oh, I gotta keep score.
Yeah. Do you? Does it matter?
Yes. Because I'm 3-1.
That's...
I don't know.
That's not true.
All right.
And what's mana? How's that work?
After I win, I get 2 extra points for the next week.
It doesn't sound fair, but it's your game. So, yeah. Alright, let's go.
Ooh, hey.
I got Natalie Portman today. That's
ooh,
important.
Jesus. I got Alexis Bledel Side boob?
Yeah, she's got side boob showing.
I think that's still Natalie Portman today. That's tough. That's actually close.
That is. That's closer than I thought it would be. That's actually, the side boob is what Tim puts it. I think without the side boob, it would be a blow away from Natalie Portman. But the side boob puts Alexis Bledel in contention.
And Natalie Portman is the easy answer. Like, everybody's immediate answer is going to be Natalie Portman. Like, my immediate response was Natalie Portman.
But then you thought about it. Thought about that Rory Gilmore side boob, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were a big fan of Gilmore Girls, right?
I never watched it.
You never watched it? It's amazing.
No.
The first,
I don't know
let's
that I've
be
seen
honest.
Her act. I really don't. Other than Sin City.
She's not the best actress.
I think I've seen her
She's very
in Sin
good
City.
On
That's
Gilmore
it.
Girls. That the rapid dialogue, the quirkiness kind of worked for her. Seeing her in another setting, she loses something.
She's good in Sin City. She's all whorish.
Yeah, well, she needs the Amy Sherman Palladino writing. You should watch Gilmore Girls. It's really good.
I think I'm still going Natalie.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
So it's a consensus, Natalie Portman wins.
So nobody gets a point there.
Yeah. The side boob, though.
I don't know how the scoring works on this. Did neither of us
No, wait. You have the card that won, so you get the point. You've been doing this for
You have the card that won.
Oh, I do, yes. So I won. I have 1 point.
Huh.
Doesn't even matter. All right. All right. Draw another
Keep
card.
Keep them face up so you don't end up...
I know which fucking cards
No, you don't. I've done... This is our 12th or 13th episode.
I think it's the 15th. 16th? I think it's the 16th episode.
I don't know, but I know enough that if you have two stacks face down, you're going to pull from the
no,
wrong
fuck
stack.
No, fuck off. No, I'm not.
At some point.
I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to turn those down.
Who do you got?
Down. A chimp with a nice rack.
Rue McClanahan.
She was the sluttiest of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, but boobs.
Interesting fact about Rue McClanahan, we share the same birthday.
You know what I learned from Juggalo Jack?
Juggalo Jack?
Juggalo Jack. We share 98% of the same DNA with chimps.
That's why it's okay to fuck them.
Yep. So
I'm going to go with Rue McClanahan, though.
So 0.5 for you, 0.5 for me.
Okay. Again, like chess with ties or half points.
Next card.
I have Queen Elizabeth II.
I don't know who that is, but I have Chloe Moretz.
You don't know who Queen Elizabeth II
is?
Is
that the present one? Is that the
current? Yes!
The current
How many Queen Elizabeths have there been?
At least two.
Two. Two is the answer.
I don't
there's
know
the
if
one
there's a
from Shakespeare times and the current one, Queen Elizabeth II. How do you not know that?
I don't. I'm not British.
Well, Chloe Moretz is the obvious choice. Yes. She is 15 and this bitch is 80.
I'm gonna take the point on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because I can't support the Chloe Moretz thing, but. That's
Why
old,
can't you not support
old
it?
Lady boob.
Are you trying to pretend that she's not attractive? That's not true.
Honestly, I haven't seen her in anything except when she was super young. I haven't seen her recently.
You make it a point. All right. I got a hot black chick. What do you got?
Kiernan Shipka.
Okay, yeah, she's the little girl from Mad Men.
Which I just dawned on me last week after we had this. She was in this movie called Carriers.
What is was she good in that? She's a good actress.
Yeah, she had half her face covered half the time. She was just sick. She was Chris Maloney's daughter.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. She was
Good though, right?
For what she didn't do much. Chris Maloney was awesome as her dad. That's a good movie though.
Yeah. Well, it's a hot black chick, right?
I'll take a hot black chick.
Hot black chick, yeah, over the 11-year-old. She's 12. She's 12, sorry.
So wait. That's you get a full point.
Yeah.
2.5 to 1.5.
So I'm kicking your ass then.
You're up by one.
Yeah, but I'm fucking whooping your ass though.
Ooh, until now.
All right, I got Natalie Portman, The Professional
God
era.
God damn it.
What did you have?
Kendall and Kylie Jenner, same time.
Mmm.
I'm going Natalie.
Yeah, we go with Natalie. I mean, this is The Professional era when she was like 13.
This is the we determined in our time travel machine the best jailbait in history.
And then we went to that awesome Nirvana concert.
Yep.
I got Betty White.
I got a black chick.
Okay, obviously Betty White.
I'm taking black chick.
It goes out. Really?
Yeah.
Man, come on now. Have you ever seen a black chick?
Yeah, the biggest difference between black and white chicks?
No.
White chicks are more like wet and moist, whereas black chicks are more creamy.
You know what? All of the evidence I've seen of black women in porno backs that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to give you that point for the black chick, actually.
Alrighty.
Because Betty White is, I'm sure, like dust down there at this point.
Yeah.
But think of the years of experience. Never mind. Half point.
Too late. I don't know what's going on now, so it's 2.5 to 3.5.
Okay. I'm still winning.
Yes.
All right. Somehow you had it. The number of cards is not even again. No, never mind. Never mind. We're good. Okay.
It is even.
Yeah. Okay. I have B. Arthur.
I have Lindsay Lohan today.
Hospital
bed sex. She's exhausted. She's not going to get in the way.
Something about B. Arthur.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'll give you that one. Lindsay Lohan today.
Like I said, she's in the hospital.
Can we agree, though, that there is something about B. Arthur?
No. That's tied up.
So, okay, this is the tiebreaker, then. Yeah. This one's the whole thing. I got Estelle Getty.
Ooh.
See how I broke all the Golden Girls into their individual components, not as a group like you did.
To me, I don't even think this is close. Lindsay Lohan, Mean Girls era. Not only was she...
I think we have to agree there's something about Estelle Getty.
Uh-uh. Is that half point?
No, I'll give it to you.
So I win. I am the Magic the fucking current champ.
I was hoping that Lindsay Lohan Mean Girls era would go up against
Lindsay Lohan today.
I mean, which obviously
that'd be no contest.
That's a no contest, but that's what I was hoping on with doing that.
Well, it's just like Casey Anthony before she killed her kid, and it's Casey the Anthony same today.
Principle. So that's all. Those are magic. That was Magic the fucking everyone.
Yep, mark it off. We both marked that off. We both had that.
So that's a point for each of us?
You have a longer list.
I do. I just have a lot of things on here.
My list is fan fiction.
Fucking, there are things on here I don't actually want to talk about.
Fuckening, Jungle Jack, and Beard. I've crossed off Fuckening and Beard.
We've already talked about my beard. I had a mustache for a few days.
Jungle Jack we'll get to. I was going through my computer the other day and I found my headshot from Cleveland, I Love You.
Excellent. Put that up, man.
I tried looking for yours.
Put that in the Eric and Dave page.
I wanted to look for yours and I was going to put our headshots next to it. Email it to me.
I will.
Because I won't explain the image I was going to make. So email me that picture,
okay,
and I will put up an image on our Facebook page.
All
right. We just teased an image for our Facebook page.
Excellent. So stay tuned for that one. Faggots.
So stay tuned for Jungle Jack later this episode and for this image that I'm going to make in Microsoft Paint later this week. So that's two things to look forward to. What else is on
your list? This is just something that's not on the list, but it bothers me how insistent you are that you don't like the word nigger.
I don't.
But whenever white people are like, I hate that word, I can tell it's because they deep down inside they really want to say it.
No. I cringe. I say it in my stand-up act we've went over. I like that bit, but I cringe whenever I do it because I hate saying that word. But there's no way to do that bit without saying it.
Yeah. I do love your I hate niggers bit. I mean, it's a solid. Speaking of niggers... Ronnie King died. You hear about that?
Oh, he totally did. Yeah. We could stop pretending to all get along.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because we've been doing such a good job of that.
Yeah.
We're really doing a good job this episode of making sure we take drinks at the same time.
Yeah, we've been good.
I don't know. It just happened. We just keep taking drinks at the same time so that you guys just have to listen to
us gurgling.
Yeah.
Sucking each other's fat dicks.
That'd be weird.
Speaking of sucking dick.
Ronnie
King died. I finally got a good look at that double blowjob statue.
Oh, isn't it awesome?
It is.
Is this come up on the
show? We haven't discussed this, but I've been wanting to.
Yeah.
I've seen the statue before on
Glenwood. It's a Youngstown landmark.
Yeah. If you're going down Glenwood, heading towards, what's that?
Right before Midlothian.
Right before Midlothian. If you look to the right,
this is coming from Youngstown area.
Coming from Youngstown, headed towards Midlothian on Glenwood. If you look to the, don't head for this area for any reason
other
than to see this.
When you hit the stoplight, turn around. Sure. You've gone too far.
There's a statue in this guy's yard, and I always noticed the statue because it's a big white statue. I never really noticed what it was.
Oh, how could you not?
Because first off, I don't like people having statues in their yards unless they're like...
I do if they're like this.
Unless they're like billionaires, because it's really an extravagance. There was a kid I knew who lived in a nicer part of town back in Warren who had a fountain in his yard. And he was a fucking dickhead. Because there's no reason to put a fountain or a statue in your yard unless it's to say, hey, look, I can afford this, and I want everyone in the neighborhood to know. So I'm like, fuck, this guy's got a statue in his yard. And then at some point, I hear either you or Lila refer to it as the double blowjob statue.
Yeah, probably both of us.
And my mind is blown. But when I heard this, it was the winter and it was covered up.
Yeah.
Not because of decency,
He covers it up in... He puts out a clown mask on it for Halloween.
Well, that's disturbing.
And then, yeah, no, it's like a disturbing clown mask on it for Halloween, and then right after Halloween, he covers it up.
For the winter, I would assume.
And he usually doesn't... He opens it up late. Like, it was like mid-May this year.
Yeah, it's like opening a pool up.
Yeah.
Then if you get around out there to clean the leaves off.
Because it was really nice shocking. In April. We had really nice weather in April, and I even tweeted, if this isn't double blowjob statue weather, I don't know what is.
But
then, like, for 2 weeks, it rained after that.
So yeah, so it's a good thing. He
knew what was up. Yeah.
So looking at this, it's very clearly a man receiving a blowjob from two women, and then, like, covering their heads and looking away like someone just walked in.
Yeah, it looks like
And he's looking in the direction you're driving when you're going down Glenwood.
Yes. No, it's not just a guy getting a blowjob by two girls. It's like somebody's walking in on it. Like,
yeah.
That's the best part about it. It's just, he's, like, trying to hide them like they're underage, and he's, like, covering their faces, and he's, like, looking. Like,
yeah, it's very cleverly done because you don't see his cock.
Oh, no.
You just see two bitches at around waist level.
You see they titties.
You see they titties. And you see him being like, whoa, bitches, set up what? It's amazing.
Yeah, and there's a church not even a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
No, it's
like, you couldn't, if someone said, hey, man, that's a statue of two chicks getting a blowjob, I would like to see what his response would be. If he's going to be like, no, or like, fuck yeah, it is. Because if it's no, then he's got to tell you what it is. And it can't possibly be anything else.
Because it's fenced in.
He's
in a fenced, it's one of those, like, black gates that you can see through.
Uh-huh.
And just the area is, it used to be in Struthers.
Oh, he moved it.
Yeah, a little history of the double blowjob statue. It used to be in Struthers.
He ran out of Struthers on a rail?
Yeah, so now he lives there. And look up.
Well, this side of Youngstown is pretty much like the Wild West.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want two chicks blowing a dude in your yard, it's cool.
I know this is hard to do, to not look at double blowjob statue as you drive by, but when you come up to his house, look up. In the top window.
Was there some other dude getting a blowjob up there?
It's like a full body clown. Yeah.
The clown thing adds a whole new level.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's creepy in October with the clown mask on. No, I take every time my mom's in town, I drive her past the double blowjob statue. Like, it's kind of a thing now. When she comes into town, I make sure she sees the double blowjob statue. That's one of Youngstown, that is probably the best Youngstown landmark.
I, offhand, can't think of anything better.
Speaking of, I just found out the Chinese place we eat at is racist.
How so?
I live, like, two blocks I'm technically in Boardman, but, like, two blocks away.
I've been to that. I didn't like their crab rangoon.
The Main Moon right up the
road?
Yeah,
I didn't care for it.
I'm, like, two blocks from Boardman, or from Youngstown. And once you cross Midlothian, it's not the best part of Youngstown. And we ordered Chinese the other day.
Not the worst, however.
Yeah, oh, definitely not the worst. And he's like, okay, I gave him my credit card over the phone. He's like, I'm going to need to see it when I get there. Or see, I need to see your card and CID. They've never asked us that before. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So he comes in, and I go to give him my card.
Is a Chinaman?
He was Chinese, yeah. Mm-hmm. I go to give him my card and ID. He's like, oh, I don't need to see. He's like, I couldn't remember where the house was. He's like, if you're on this side of Midlothian, we don't card you.
Okay.
So pretty much if you're in Youngstown, if they ask for ID, I'm two blocks away.
To be fair, Dave, I'm sure this policy emerged out of necessity.
Just do it for everybody, then.
He doesn't have to. Why should he pretend? Look, you're a white guy. Just be glad that you have the privilege of not having to show the Chinaman your ID.
And then he tried to sell us a toddler
bed. And also, a what now?
He tried to sell us a toddler bed and a recliner.
Well, he knows you got kids.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up on Wednesday.
There we go. You didn't mind buying a child's bed from the racist Chinaman?
Mm-mm.
First off, I'm pretty sure I learned in college that Chinamen can't be racist because they're not white.
Amish isn't a race.
You know, it's a religion.
So when I fucking hate Amish people. I'm not racist. But yet if you hate Jews, they call you racist.
Well, Jew is also a race.
Okay. Because I don't hate Jews. I just hate Amish
people. I've never known any Jews, really.
I hate Amish people.
I think if I really got to know Jews, I would hate them. I didn't hate blacks until I went to a mostly black school.
Like, I stopped, I was heading to the restroom the other day, a public restroom.
Love Puerto Ricans. All my experiences with Puerto Ricans have been fantastic.
An Amish guy walked in the restroom, mm-hmm. So I walked away.
Yeah.
And I gave it, like, 5 minutes before I went in the restroom.
No, fuck them.
I would fuck an Amish chick.
Just, oh, absolutely.
Just to do it. It's kind of like confronting your fear.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, because I've heard that, because, you know, you do the Rumspringa thing.
Yeah, oh, The Devil's Playground is another awesome documentary you gotta watch.
Yeah, I need to watch that too. But I heard, because the Amish community, you can't, like, join. You can't become Amish.
No.
No. It's like, they won't, but you can stop being Amish.
Yeah. You're given the choice where you actually get, like, a week when you turn a certain age to, you can leave and just never come back if you want.
Yeah. And the thing is, well, a lot of people leave because they see a fucking, a cell phone and they lose their shit.
Yep, they do meth.
Yeah, they do any number of things that are better than being Amish. And they don't go back. So I heard a rumor that they're running out of Amish is the thing. So, and they've already been inbreeding for God knows how long. So in order to keep the bloodline genetically, have some variants in there, you know, you can go.
And just fuck Amish chicks.
You can fuck an Amish chick and then just leave.
Yeah.
You just knock them up. And they're not going to bother you. They just want the seed. And don't they get married at like 14?
Yeah.
I'm saying look into it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I would nail an Amish chick just for the experience. Because like I said, I hate Amish people. I'm scared to death of them. You know who?
They're strong.
I know.
They're so strong.
You know who I'd really like to nail? A gypsy bitch.
I don't think there's gypsies anymore.
Oh, there's
I know a Romanian bitch. I can probably hook that up.
There's all over the place. But there's secret communities. There's a lot of gypsies in America. They're living in their own like neighborhoods that are, and they're so shut off to the world. But gypsies are whores.
Yeah, well, that's true. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Yeah, so I like gypsies. I would love to nail a gypsy. Three-way with an Amish and a gypsy? I don't know if it would get much better than that.
I don't think it would.
You want to go to... You do Jungle Jack?
Yes.
Jungle Jack! Ask Jungle Jack Hanna. We got to talk about Jungle Jack before we
ask him. I have a setup,
him.
Yeah. Well, because he was on Letterman on Tuesday.
Yeah.
As he often is. And I didn't know until Thursday. I had to watch it online. And when you watch The Late Show online, you know how there's commercials where the commercials would be? Mm-hmm. Usually it's like one 30-second commercial. There are as many commercials, if not more, when you watch The Late Show on the internet than when you actually watch it on CBS.
Because more people are watching it on the internet than
that's
they are
probably
on CBS.
What it is. And first up, Bootsy Collins sitting in with the band, so that was pretty cool. But I had to watch this with the commercials, so I had to fast forward to where I thought Jungle Jack would be, and I was early. It was the top 10 list, so I had to fast forward again. I'm only watching like 6 minutes of commercials, and then Jungle Jack gets 3 fucking segments, and all he's doing is bringing out a cute animal and then taking it back for 3 segments. There were no other guests. It was Jungle Jack. And it was Bootsy Collins with the band.
So they had 2 cancels.
Apparently.
Was he charming?
No, he's an idiot. Look.
And then he won an Emmy. Won an Emmy, like, yesterday.
Is he really a zoologist? I haven't looked into this.
I don't know.
I think he's just a zookeeper.
He wears safari clothes.
Yeah.
I think that's his qualification.
Because I assumed he was a licensed zoologist. He went to zoology school. But now I'm thinking he just works at the zoo. Because, first off, we stole this entire bit from Dave Letterman, by the way. Because that's all he does when he's on. He just asks him stupid animal questions, and he gets flustered. He asked him if a bird was a mammal. Dave Letterman knows. A bird wasn't a mammal. He just wanted to see Jungle Jack get upset. And then he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. He had his assistants answering questions for him. These are just interns. They weren't even wearing khakis.
Were they wearing hats?
No! There's some girl in a white t-shirt.
Wet t-shirt?
White t-shirt.
Oh, I lost interest.
He had to ask about snow leopards. He had to ask him. Snow leopard question. And then the first thing Dave asks him when he comes out, are ligers real? A liger, as you know, is... Well,
a lion and tiger.
Thank you. You answer that question in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It takes Jungle Jack about 5 minutes to finally spit out yes.
He's good on TV.
He's terrible on TV. He mumbles... He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He has a show. I've never watched it.
A show that won an Emmy?
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
Wild and Out? Wild Countdown.
Wild and Out?
Wild Countdown.
Is that Nick Cannon's old show?
Yeah.
Could it be much worse than Nick Cannon was on that?
What was... Asking the listeners, what was the name of Brooke Burke's show?
On E. I think it was also called Wild Countdown.
Yeah. It was something... I think it was something like
that. Yeah. I think it was also called Wild Countdown.
It's
probably the same program. They just went a different direction with it.
All right. But anyway, to set up new listeners, which we probably don't have any.
No.
On Twitter, just at Jungle Jack Hanna.
Here are some of the animals you brought out, by the way.
God damn it. I'm setting this up. You can get back to that.
A snow leopard. He had some storks. He had a Siberian lynx, a Pakistani cobra. That freaked Dave out. He had a camel, and then Dave asked him if camels were ungulates, and Jack seemed very flustered. And finally he said yes, but he didn't seem confident. There were some coyotes, there was a serval cat, and then there was a wolf. And then my internet connection fucked up, and I didn't feel like watching the ads again, so I don't know what the last animal was.
I used to hang out with Letterman's mom. You want to do this Ask Jungle Jack
segment? I want to know more about that.
She wrote,
I know you're from Indiana, and wrote, I know that Dave Letterman's mom is also...
She lived in Indianapolis, which is about an hour from where I grew up.
Okay.
She wrote a cookbook.
Oh, yes, she did.
And she would do book tours. She would, like, sit at the local Kroger and just sign it.
Yeah.
And one of the times she came, me and my friend Zane got out of school to go cover it for the school newspaper.
Okay.
Zane wasn't in newspaper class with me. I don't know how he pulled that off.
Yeah.
So we went and, like, just did a story on her and just sat with her for, like, hours. Like, half of the school day was just sitting next to Letterman's mom. And she gave us her address. And then whenever she'd come back in town, her people would call the school and ask that we come hang out with her. It was awesome.
How many times did this happen?
Three or four.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because she would tour every, you know, she'd come do a...
These new cookbooks or the same one?
Usually same one.
Okay.
I think there were like two in the time. But she would just come sit at Kroger's for like 6 hours and we would just sit there for like three.
And keep David Letterman's mom company.
Yeah. Yeah.
What she like? She seems nice.
Oh, she's super nice.
Yeah.
Like just an old lady. Like all, just a really friendly old lady. Yeah, I have her. I doubt she's moved since then.
I'm sure it's the same place where David grew up.
Yeah. Well, no. I used to mail her stuff. Like, I'd mail her, because I used to write for the newspaper, and she would always want me to send articles.
You'd send her your clippings from the school paper?
No. From the,
they're hanging from, on Dave Letterman's mom's
fridge.
Not
from the school paper, from the news. I wrote for the city newspaper,
oh,
too.
An actual, look at you with your fucking professional writing job.
Yeah, when I was a junior and senior in high school, I had a better job than I have now. But, so I used to hang out with Letterman's mom. But,
I bet she's a real cunt to Dave.
I know, she's a sweetheart, too.
I think behind closed doors, when it's just her and Dave, she's a strict disciplinarian.
Maybe when she was younger, or when he was younger, but not now. But, anyway.
Because I'm assuming Dave needed a lot of reining in as a child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why I like his, I don't know if he's changed. He used to have a scholarship for Ball State, which is where he went to school, that was for, like, C students.
Oh, that's genius.
Like, if you had a much higher GPA than, like, a B- or a C, you weren't eligible for it. It was brilliant. It was a great scholarship. But on Twitter, just...
However, I also think that
Jesus fucking Christ. I am so fucking angry again.
Didn't stifle Dave's creativity, but encouraged it. Or else he wouldn't be Dave Letterman now.
I don't even want to talk anymore.
I'm done.
I just get cut off every time.
I'm just talking about Letterman's mom.
But at Jungle Jack
Hanna on
Twitter...
I've always been a big Letterman fan.
Just tweet him questions, we'll fucking find them, and we'll read them on the air.
I think in late
this
night
today...
This
first one is from Dave Bacella, at Dave Bacella.
You have Craig Ferguson...
At Jungle Jack Hanna.
...is doing the same sort of innovative things that
which
Letterman
did back
in the
80s. Which animal is the most ticklish?
What animal is the most ticklish?
At Jungle Jack Hanna, which animal is the most ticklish?
That's a legitimate question. I'm curious. Okay, this one's from me. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna, I can't tell the difference between leopards and jaguars. Is that racist?
Oh, that was a mistake that's in there, because that was your closer.
Oh, well...
we'll come back
we'll
to
go
that.
Back to that one.
This is from at Westiola. At Jungle Jack Hanna, does my dog smell like farts, or do farts smell like my dog? I think it depends on the dog and on the farts.
This is from Old Sturdy Bastard.
The Godfather.
The Godfather. Without him, you wouldn't be hearing this segment right now. You'd be doing something far more entertaining. Old Sturdy Bastard asks, Jungle Jack Hanna, could John Arbuckle hear Garfield talking? Follow-up, have you ever been to Jurassic Park?
That was similar to your Garfield line of questioning a few weeks ago, but then a different
question.
This is from Kevin Bradway, at Kevin Bradway. Jungle Jack Hanna, are there pets named after their owners? Would it make the pet a junior? I think that's a legitimate question.
I have
question.
Wondered that, always. It's from Michael Kalenich.
Uh-oh. Better not take a turn.
Michael Kalenich asks, Jungle Jack Hanna, hey, you eat the new guacamole steak sub at Subway? Seems like something you would eat.
Okay, at least it wasn't mean.
Not sure he's insinuating there, but...
It sounds gross. Sounds pretty gross.
No, I think it sounds pretty good. I can picture Jungle Jack sitting down at the Subway eating a guacamole steak sub.
This is from me.
Is that this month's featured $5 footlong?
No, it's the chicken and... The chicken with spinach or something. I don't know.
That's gay.
At Jungle Jack Hanna. Here's the thing about that sandwich. It was always a $5 footlong.
Now they just put some spinach
on it. Like, a couple months ago, they upped it to a $5.50 footlong. So now it's the $5, the featured $5.
Fucking cocksuckers.
At Jungle Jack Hanna, when your friends say they're going to go chase some tail, do you realize they mean different tail than what you're used to? Because that might weird him out if his friends are like, dude, I'm going to go get so much tail this weekend. And he'll be like, why are you fucking the lemurs?
Yeah, yeah. This one's from me. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna, remember Animorphs?
They were not good.
But I'm thinking, you know, I'm wondering if he remembers them.
This is from at Westiola. At Jungle Jack Hanna, do foreign dog breeds share the cultural bias of the region? My French bulldog smokes 2 packs a day and treats me like crap.
It's from Old Sturdy Bastard.
The Godfather.
Jungle Jack Hanna, what kind of reptile is Chris Bosch?
Topical. I think that's NBA joke. Michael Kalinich. At Jungle Jack Hanna, I'd love to see you wrestle the great Kali and get choke slammed.
Not an animal question.
But
I would like to see it.
And there's some animosity there.
I would like to see it, though. They could do a Punjabi prison match. Ooh, we can do another segment. I could teach you about wrestling.
Not in the middle of
this
segment.
Would you like to hear about the Punjabi prison match?
After this segment.
All right.
You don't cut a segment in half
All
to do
I'm
another
saying
segment.
Is, if Jungle Jack wrestled the great Kali, they'd have to do something big at WrestleMania.
We'll tease it. After this segment, we'll do another segment where he talks about this shit, and I...
Because Jungle Jack's a big celebrity, but they would have to make it a Punjabi prison match, or else why do it? I can tell you right now, Jungle Jack, they could teach him how to bump, he's not going to do it right. It's going to have to be through a table or something.
He's going to have his interns do it.
It's from Dave Bacilla.
That's me.
That's Dave. Jungle Jack Hanna, what animal would be the best at selling meth? Asking for a friend, he's looking for the best animal to help him sell meth.
Not just traffic it, but like... legit get out on the streets. And
yeah, make connections. I'm going to guess some sort of a monkey, a larger monkey.
Probably, yeah. At Jungle Jack Hanna, this is from Westy, at Westiola. Do any animals besides owls ever graduate from school? I've met some smart bears, but they typically lack focus. You know what Juggalo Jack taught me? That owls' brains are actually pretty small.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
It's a most sturdy bastard. At Jungle Jack Hanna. Did you know Antarctica is a desert? Where are all the lizards?
It's a good question. I've never seen a lizard in Antarctica.
No, typically you don't.
This is from Michael Kalinich. At Jungle Jack Hanna, sometimes I bet animals have the urge to express how much being in captivity and eating fake food sucks. You agree?
I didn't think he would disagree, being that he's a zookeeper.
I don't get the animosity.
I know, that's an honest question.
All right.
I think you're taking the past.
It seems pointed. It seems pointed.
It does.
I think Michael Kalinich has some anger issues.
Clearly.
Directed at Jungle
Jack
Hanna.
Have you ever actually met him in person?
No.
He's an angry young man. It's from Dave Bacilla. Jungle Jack Hanna, can you make bacon from a giraffe's neck? I hope so, because giraffe neck bacon sounds delicious. I'm going to have to agree with that.
I would eat it. It'd be nice long strips. Be thin, I would assume. Hey, at Jungle Jack Hanna, this is from Eric Cribbley.
Probably lean, too.
Very lean. You know that Nine Inch Nails song when he's all, I want to fuck you like an animal? What animal is he talking about?
Depending on what animal he's talking about.
Right, like anteater?
Yeah, because different animals fuck at different
speeds.
Yeah. This is from Westy. Jungle Jack Hanna, are you going to pass the torch to Henry Rollins now that he has an animal show for some reason?
Henry Rollins has an animal show for some reason.
I'd watch that. I've always been a Henry Rollins
fan. Oh, so am I. It's on TV. At Jungle Jack Hanna, this is from Old Sturdy Bastard.
Remember when he was doing stand-up?
It was never really like...
It
wasn't really like stand-up. It was like spoken... It was like readings. He was a storyteller.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I think there's a difference... I think there's a fine line between what he was doing and stand-up.
It was... Yeah.
He was actually really good on season 2 of Sons of Anarchy, though.
Was he?
Oh, like really good. At Jungle Jack Hanna, says Old Sturdy Bastard, my friend says people are animals. What a dumbass, right? That's why he's the Godfather.
It's for me again. We're never going to be as good as he is at this. No. It comes so naturally to him. This is for me. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna, what's the weirdest animal you've ever artificially inseminated? I botched my own fucking joke.
This is from Eric Cribbley, at Eric Cribbley with a K. Hey, at Jungle Jack Hanna, what's the weirdest animal you've ever inseminated the old-fashioned way?
It's from Dave. Jungle Jack Hanna, I saw a deer today that looked frightened, like it was running away from an attempted rape. How rapey is the average deer?
That happened. I was driving, and I'm terrified of hitting deer, but this deer... This deer was, like, running up beside me, like, coming, and I slow down, and then it stops, and, like, takes a 90-degree turn, and then is running beside me. And, like, I look, and we make eye contact, and it looked fucking terrified. Like, it looked like Leatherface was behind it or something. So I just drove off, and I thought, like, if that's a woman, like, it was the equivalent of, like, a woman running out of the woods in, like, bra and panties. Like, what's worse? Did I just keep driving? Or if I pick her up and I'm in on it?
If a woman is running away from a rapist, and she runs out of the woods, and she sees me, that is out of the frying pan into the fire.
That's what I mean, like... You'd be, like, in one of those...
You're asking if you should have raped the deer, is that...
Essentially.
Okay.
That neighborhood, though, it's, like, the pre-ghetto.
Okay.
Like, I drive through, it's in Canton, and it's, like, it's kind of ghetto, but I don't call it the ghetto because I know what...
Because there's a deer.
I know what's, like, two blocks away, and it gets, like, super ghetto, but it's super weird because there's deer all the time, and there's fucking turkeys everywhere. Like, there's live fucking turkeys, and I'm like, what the fuck are you turkeys doing here? Get in a better neighborhood. But, like, that neighborhood's so fucking weird. This is from Michael Kalinich. At Jungle Jack Hanna. Animal schmanimals. Feed them, hose them, beat them, as long as the kids smile. I just feel there's animosity there.
Okay, that one was pretty angry.
He might have to get a lifetime ban. Like, we were nice, we banned him, and then we let him come back.
Well, you keep reading his fucking tweets. Some Westie. Jungle Jack Hanna, how much parrot crap do you think pirates have to put up with?
Probably a good amount. Probably a really good amount.
Oh, I like that one.
This is from at Dave Bacella.
You never see a pirate with bird shit on his shoulder. That's
no,
the thing.
It's weird. At Jungle Jack Hanna, turkey basters aren't really made out of turkeys, are they?
Oh.
That'd be kind of weird if they were.
Jungle Jack Hanna, this is from Westie again. Does your zoo ever have animal raffles or giveaways? Help a brother get an inside track on a koala bear.
I would like a koala bear.
Seems like they'd be easy to steal.
They'd probably come along. Promise them pot,
yeah,
and they'll jump in your car. This is from Eric Cribbly. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna. Seriously, though, why do you get so flustered when Dave Letterman asks you legitimate animal questions?
I wrote that one after I'd asked the Late Show appearance. It's from me again. Furthermore, Jungle Jack Hanna, why have you yet to respond to my legitimate animal questions? How many of these have we done now? Probably about 300.
Yeah.
At least.
I like that you're getting on him for not answering questions, but a tweet that I didn't include was some random lady tweeting at Jungle Jack a mean tweet, and you responded, "Lay the fuck off, Jungle Jack." Like, you're the only person alive that can question him.
She was being a bitch to him.
This is,
and she talked shit about the Late Show.
Yeah, this
Dave Letterman's my boy. And my friend Dave is very close with his mother.
This is from that Dave, at Dave Bacella. At Jungle Jack Hanna, have you ever written a screenplay about a couple of animal cops that play by their own rules when solving animal crimes? I bet he has. I'd read it.
He's got a desk drawer full of those. This is from Westie. This is the pirate one again. What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know.
This is from me.
I was distracted when I was setting this up.
This one's from me. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna, do penguins sing pop songs as part of their mating ritual, or was Happy Feet talking shit?
This is from Westiola. Jungle Jack Hanna, more impressive mane, the male lion at your zoo, or John Bon Jovi circa 1987?
That's a tough one. It's from Dave. Jungle Jack Hanna, I bet the disappointment you felt watching Animal House for the first time is similar to how Episode 1 made people feel.
He's probably just, there's no animal. Well, there's a dead horse. There's a dead horse.
And that probably just made him sad.
Yeah.
Cry one, like, single tear.
He's probably disappointed there's no animals.
He was so excited when a horse finally showed up.
This is from Michael Kalinich. I swear to God, this better be nice. At Jungle Jack Hanna, we should let families feed the animals their medicine and clean the feces. They love seeing captured animals so much, right?
He got all animal rights activist on us all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
He must be trying to bang some hippie chick. He's showing
I'm so angry.
He's tugging under dread to be like, baby, you see what I tweeted at Jungle Jack?
Look at these tweets at Jungle Jack.
This is from Westie again. Jungle Jack Hanna. 80s metal bands named after animals were pretty much the worst, right?
Yeah.
Great. Offhand, I can't think of any good ones.
Great White.
They died in a fire.
One of them did. The guy from around here did. The rest of them are alive. They just broke up.
Wait. Oh. Only one original member of Great White died in that fire?
I don't even think he was an original member. He was from Sharon. I think he jumped in the band late. I don't think he was an original
member. Everyone else got out?
Yeah. He's the only one that died.
How did they get out? Because they were at the apex of that fire.
And then they put out a Greatest Hits album a couple years later that's just, no fucking shitting you, a great white shark jumping out of a fire. Like, 2 or 3 years later. Like, it was fucking insane.
Well, they're having fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Having fun with it.
I watched that video from the performance when I was stoned, and it terrified me.
This is from me, at Jungle Jack Hanna. Skunks are my favorite animal. Sometimes he just wants information. Mm-hmm. He can learn a thing or two about animals still.
It is from Westy. I always thought sweatpants would be a good name for a dog. What do you think? I'm not Jungle Jack, but I agree.
I agree. I totally think it's a good name.
Because my dog's always licking my sweatpants.
If you get another dog, sweatshirt.
Bam.
Pajama pants.
Hoodie.
Hoodie?
Hoodie.
Hoodie.
Ooh.
Onesie.
Onesie? Oh, that's cute.
This is from The Godfather, at K Sturt Event, at Jungle Jack Hanna. Did you know caterpillars and butterflies are the same animal?
If I didn't know that, it would blow my mind. It's from Westy. Why don't any other animals besides squirrels water ski? I feel like raccoons would be pretty good at it.
They probably would.
Yeah, they would be at least as good as squirrels.
Yeah, I love watching a squirrel.
Like, they're harder to train?
Here, read that one.
Okay, this is from Dave. Jungle Jack Hanna, when bro cows are getting ready to go out, does one look to the other and say, "We're gonna get some Mootang tonight"?
That was my favorite of mine, and now is my favorite of yours. Hey, Jungle Jack Hanna, I can't tell the difference between leopards and jaguars. Is that racist?
We opened and closed with that one. That's how good it is. Because I can't tell the difference between, like, Koreans and Japanese people.
You know what I fucking...
And that's racist.
I hate when people say, jaguars.
It's jaguar.
Jaguars.
Jaguar. Not jaguar. I know.
That's why I say it. I hate when people say that. Jaguar.
You say jaguar, you sound like a jag off.
I tweeted that exact same thing like 3 weeks ago. Okay. It says people that say jaguars like jaguars or jag offs.
That's because great minds think alike, Dave.
Great minds take the easy jokes. Mm. You want to go do a little fan fiction action?
Yeah. By the way, Michael Colenna suggested this and then pushed out. But if anyone out there wants to write Battlestar Galactica fan fiction. Send it in. We'll read it.
Yeah, it won't go with our timeline.
It's not canon.
So, like, it'll be separate from our timeline. But
it's like an Elseworlds story.
If you want to write it.
It's like Red Sun.
Yeah, if you want to write fan fiction, write it. Or, if you want to write Eric and Dave fan fiction, we'll read it.
Yeah, just anything. We're desperate for content.
All right, this, you want to set up what happened the last couple weeks?
Yeah, no, this is the beginning of a new episode. But last week's... had a lot of
this is a continuation of last
stuff,
week's episode.
Essentially, yes. What had happened was the hot chick Cylon pretty much killed spaceship Captain James Olmos. He's dead. And then she also killed Danger Robot Mechanic Jason West is dead. And then she had a gun at Starbuck's head, and that's where it ended.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Starbuck might be dead too. We'll see what happens.
I wrote the title at the top.
So here's the this is episode. I don't lost count. I don't know what episode it is.
12 or 13.
This is the new one, episode of Battlestar Galactica fan fiction, entitled Change Be Coming, Part 1. I was just hanging out, Space Cadet Shane Herman begins to explain while lying on the couch. But then I saw him come through the doorway. It didn't make any sense. I knew what I just saw. But before I could ask him what he was doing here, he came over next to me and shoved me down, face first onto the couch, with my big ol' ass in the air. Before I could even realize what was going on, his hips were pumping away with his peppy inside me. Dad ass! Dad ass! He screamed from behind me. It didn't seem to last long before he pulled out, and I felt the warmth of his man-spunk as he unloaded his cock juice onto my back. He pulled out, pulled away, and threw a bedsheet onto my back. I got up to turn and face him, and the sheet stuck to me due to the cum. It all happened so fast. Not only had I just been raped, but this hoe just got supermanned. But then it dawned on me. Maybe I wasn't raped out of hate. But maybe that was the only way he knew how to say thank you for all my hard work. Or his way of apologizing for stealing my promotion away. I turned to say, "Thank you, Spaceship Captain. It was a pleasure servicing you." But then I woke up. Okay, that's a very compelling story, but we're here to talk about the events that led up to you being dream-raped. Space Grief, Space Count... Space... God damn it.
He's a space counselor that helps them deal with their space
grief. Okay, so he's a space counselor who deals with space grief.
Yes, that's okay, his specialty.
Right. I'm going to start that with that whole paragraph over. Okay, that was a very compelling story, but we're here to talk about the... Okay! That's a very compelling story, but we're here to talk about the events that led up to you being dream-raped. Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson says from his space shrink chair... We're here to help you cope with the death of Spaceship Captain James Olmos, and others. Others. And analyze how the following events have affected everyone. What? The Spaceship Captain is dead? The confused space cadet asks. Yes, Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson answers. I don't know how you can possibly be hearing about this for the first time. It happened 2 space days ago. 2 space days ago. Starbuck looked up, hoping to see his beloved hot chick Cylon Princess girlfriend rushing over to him to rub his dick to make it feel better. Instead, what he saw was her pulling the trigger on the blaster cannon, blowing Spaceship Captain James Olmos' head to 1,000,002 human pieces. 2 space days later. Oh, gee, you mean the Cylon that we let live on this ship turned on us and caused shit to go all crazy? I'm sure nobody at all could see that coming, Space Tutor Tom Dunn says super sarcastically, lighting up a robot cigarette as he lies down on 2 couches shoved together, long ways, his legs still hanging over the end. I mean, it's not like we're at war with Cylons or anything. It's not like they're our enemy. Sure, let them get on this ship so we can fuck them at will. Hell, bring them all aboard. Let's all get laid. Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson takes off his space glasses, sets down his space notebook, and sighs. Are you always this angry? Is it because you're so tall? 2 space days ago. No! Everyone hears a super dramatic and super cliched scream. They turn to see Danger Robot mechanic Jason West on his knees, weeping like a child. The hot chick Cylon Princess raises the blaster cannon again, exploding him into 1,000,004 pieces. 2 space days later. I was just hanging out, and I saw them come through the doorway. It didn't make any sense. I knew what I just saw, Danger Robot Michael Kalendish begins to explain, clearly shaken up. He came over to me, and it seemed like he was trying to tell me something. But I couldn't contain myself. I dream-raped him. I didn't think it worked like that. I thought you could only get dream-raped. I didn't think it was possible to dream-rape anyone until after you died. But here I was, dream-raping my best friend, my mechanic, Danger Robot Mechanic Jason West, out of love. There sure is a lot of dream-rape on this ship, Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson says, jotting space notes down in his space notebook. Actually, a whole lot of rape in general. What's up with that? But there he was, trying to tell me something. Something important enough to use one of the few nights he had to commit dream rape to visit me and pass on this information, Danger Robot Michael Kalendish continues. And I raped him. Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson looks up from his notebook. Wait a second. Aren't you a danger robot? I thought you guys could only say danger, danger. He reaches for the blaster cannon resting on his space desk. Uh-oh, Danger Robot Michael Kalendish composes himself. Danger! Danger! Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson releases his grip on the blaster cannon and relaxes back into his space shrink chair. Oh, thank God. I thought I was going crazy for a second. 2 space days ago. This can't be happening, Starbuck said, still on the floor, grabbing his dick in pain. 2 space days later. But why? Space Cadet Shane Herman weeps uncontrollably. It wasn't pretty. He had one of those stupid cries, where he's crying so hard that he stutters every word and his face looks super stupid. Yeah, Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson sighs. I honestly have no idea how you're just finding out. Not only did this happen 2 space days ago, but the whole ship of other shit happened in the past 2 days. You haven't noticed how different the ship is now? But why? I just saw them, Space Cadet Shane Herman says, still crying a shit ton, but getting a little more control over his stutter. Everything was great between them. He was fucking her in the ass, and she was holding a blaster cannon to his head. I think there was some choking, too. I assumed Starbuck was in there somewhere watching. If you saw that, why did you leave the spaceship captain's quarters? Space Grief Space Counselor Cody Nelson ponders. Because somebody left the coffee maker on in Sector B-24DF-C-14 West Wing. Space Cadet Sane Herman says adamantly, still crying like a motherfucker. Like he was trying to justify his existence. And I had to turn it off before it started a fire. I did this. I got this. I prevented a fire. I'm a hero. Do you hear me? I'm a hero. 2 space days ago. I'm a hero. You were the hero, the hot chick Cylon Princess said, pointing her blaster cannon to Starbuck's human face, a single tear rolling down her cheek. But now you're just dead. Starbuck takes a deep breath, closes his eyes, and points his head to the floor. He accepts that his life ends here today, but he can't do so while looking up to see the love of his life be the one to end it. Or, the hot chick Cylon Princess says, cocking her blaster cannon, pressing it harder against the head of her lover, you stay alive by agreeing to be my king, and together we rule this Battlestar Galactica. Starbuck opens his eyes and looks up at the Cylon Princess. He gulps, composing himself, staring deeply into her eyes. To be continued.
What does he say?
Whoa!
It's another cliffhanger.
Wow, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
We managed to leave Starbuck's fate in question 2 fanfictions in a row.
I don't know if he's alive or dead. I guess I'm going to have to find out because I'm writing the other half of this.
Unless you pawn it off on me like I pawned it off on you. So, there we go.
There we go.
Next week, we got Change Becoming Part 2.
And I see we brought back Dream Rape.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's a good concept.
We hadn't talked about it since Michael's grandma died. Just the setup of where Dream Rape came from, I'm not proud of.
You know, my girlfriend's great-grandmother died, and not Dream Raped anyone, for best of my knowledge. No one has said anything to me about being dream raped.
How long ago did she die?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. She's only got it's like passed. 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, so.
This will probably go up on Tuesday night. So
okay.
Anything past Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not doing any shows because I got to get my car fixed.
Like, you just got a new car.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
Like, you just got a new car within the year.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with the transmission. I think I need more transmission, like new transmission fluid. I guess you have to change that every once in a while. I'm pretty sure that's something I need to do. And then there's an exhaust problem.
Huh.
It's really loud, and it takes a while to get going. And
got exhaust problems like it's Lindsay Lohan?
Ayo.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Because if you're listening to this Tuesday night, you should be out because there's stuff going on that we promoted last week. So listen to last week's show to hear what's going on this Tuesday.
If this is up early enough and you've listened to it and it's still time to make it, head on down to Shakers. Shooters? Shakers?
Shakers.
Head on down to Shakers.
But even if you don't make it this week, go next
week. Go next week. We got a contest going. We got great comics. Closing them out.
12th and 19th.
Yeah.
No, wait. What year is this?
Tomorrow. The 19th is Tuesday, which is when this is going up.
Yeah.
If you're still able to make it, Katrina Brown's headlining.
And then the 26th, Bill Baronke is headlining?
Baronke.
I love Baronke.
Baronke. I think he's the week after Katrina. And then we got me, Spider, Shane. And the last show is going to be headlined by Bill Squire. And I wanted to plug this for Bill Squire. He just put his DVD up on his website.
Yeah.
So you can watch the whole thing there for free.
Is that BillSquire.com?
Bill Squire, I would assume. BillSquire.com.
Because that was filmed in Kent, wasn't it?
It was filmed at the Stone Tavern in Kent. That's like 55 minutes. Whole thing's for free. Just watch it and then support Bill Squire. You know?
Yeah.
Come down, see him. See him for the finals of the contest.
Buy a physical copy of his DVD.
Yes. All right, it's very nice of him to put that up for free for people. So
that's all you got going?
Yeah, I got nothing going right now.
I redid my entire website.
Oh, see, I didn't get around to it.
I redid. You just have to add a couple things. I redesigned my entire website. Please go check out DaveBasella.com. It's very in-depth. It shows everything I do, everything I've done in the past, like, 10 years. So not much. But one thing I did was I went season 1 of Juggle Ohio. There's a separate page where it's every episode of Juggle Ohio, and then I just wrote 2 or 3 paragraphs about each episode, like, what I liked about it and stuff. So it's like a fake DVD commentary. So if you want to read how I feel about this thing we created.
Well, good up for you for getting it done. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
So that's DaveBasella.com.
I'll work on it. I was busy this weekend. I went to a Michael Stanley concert.
I also do my other podcast, Movies on Up. Go to moviesonup.com. The episode we just recorded tonight, super fun. So if you haven't listened to that yet, listen to it. It should be up by the time this one's up. Moviesonup.com, at moviesonup on Twitter. Please listen to that one, because that's a lot of fun. And I'm going to plug this, even though it's hopefully going to be up by then. My buddy Jimmy and I made a music video for my friend Chris Fafalius for his solo record for a song called Owls. I'm hoping that's up by the next day or two, and if it is, I'll throw it up on the Facebook. Speaking of, go to ericanddave.com, Eric with a K. Follow us on Twitter, at Eric and Dave. Facebook.com/Eric and Dave.
If you've listened to this, you've already found us, so honestly,
listened to us, you haven't done this, our email contest is still going on.
At just one email from someone.
Email us, ericanddave@ericanddave.com.
If no one emails us, it makes it feel like no one's listening.
Just email us anything. If you want us to read it, we'll read it. Email us fan fiction. Email us a news article you like. Email us compliments, criticisms.
Criticisms would be great. Constructive criticism would be excellent.
I don't think we're hard enough on ourselves. We need that outside perspective. Also, go to iTunes. Leave us a review if you get a second. It only takes a couple seconds, but it makes us smile. The song this week, played the Interns last week, our friend Tony Hartman's band. We're going to play the Interns again. This song is called The Quiet Spaces. Anything else you want to go out with?
I got nothing, man, really.
All right. You've been listening to... Is that how I always do it?
Yeah.
Until next time, you've been listening to another episode of Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave. I'm Dave.
I'm Eric.
And we'll see you next week. Oh, you flubbed that
stuff,
big time.
Stuff to say.
We'll see you next week.
I had something really poetic I wanted, and I didn't write it down. What's that? What's that say?
You've been listening to Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave. I'm Dave.
I'm Eric.
And we'll see you next week.
Fart juice.
Beside you, I can see where the mark is.